Clear the screen, shift the scene. You're the writer of this dream. Let go of fear, let go of doubt. Stop playing the version that pulls you out. Clear the screen, clear the noise. Choose again, you've got the choice. The story changes when you see. Anxiety came to set you free.
Welcome back to another episode of the Clear the Screen podcast. I am Melissa Dealey.
And I am Billy Adme, and this is where anxiety ends and abundance begins. Welcome to the show.
And just talking about anxiety. Anxiety is where we are thinking about problems, things that might go wrong in our future. In fact, anxiety is all about the future. And we are in our imagination dwelling on these problems and creating the anxiety ourselves. And we've told you before that if you can imagine it all going wrong, you can also imagine it all going right. And that's a key piece of our anxiety clearing exercise. And what it really comes down to, though, is you can't have problems without thoughts. That's how important your thoughts are. And when you learn to work with the power of your mind, you can learn to shift your thoughts, to not dwell on the negative thoughts, to let them float on by as if it's a cloud in the sky, and allow the thoughts that aren't serving you to just bypass you. Don't bring them down and dwell on them, even sniff the smelly ones. Just let them float on by. And yet, we're not taught that. We're not taught the power of our thoughts. We think our thoughts control us. And that isn't the truth. We can learn to be in control of our thoughts. And when we learn how to choose the thoughts we want to take with us and ruminate on, because those are thoughts that serve us and allow us to be in creation mode, in problem solving mode, rather than in a stuck state over here on victim island, just thinking about our problem over and over again, we can be in control of our life because our thoughts are creating our reality. And is our reality a reality full of problems or a reality full of solutions?
See, now here's the thing. Situations can come up, right? I just had a situation with the bank come up this morning. Now, if I have negative thoughts about that, it turns into a problem. If I have productive thoughts on that, because I'm over here on Solution City asking, how is this happening for me? It's just a situation. And when it's just a situation, we can learn to take the action steps we need to do to deal with the situation. And it's not a problem anymore. As you guys know, we teach NLP. Language is our middle name. It's important, the language that we use, because we are giving suggestions to our own unconscious mind all the time. So if I keep saying, I have a problem, guess what?
Cancel, cancel, cancel.
Yes, you're giving yourself a problem. If I say, oh, I'm dealing with a situation right now, for one, it takes the charge off of it.
Absolutely.
Right? It takes the emotional charge. And when we make decisions from an emotional state, sometimes they're not the best. If we can make decisions based on the facts and the fact that it's just logistics, now how can I deal with this situation? It takes the charge off, just like we teach with anxiety and the whole clear the screen process. Anxiety is just a messenger. So if we make anxiety more than it is, if we make the situation more than it is, guess what? It is a problem then. And it's really easy to dive into all the problems that we can create and think about in our life. And it's just as easy, because it's just a choice, to change that thought process over to here on Solution City is, how is this happening for me? What are the facts of this situation? What do I have in my control? What don't I have in my control? What am I able to take action on? And what do I need to do in order to actually find the solutions to deal with the situation? You see how different that is? It takes the oomph out of it. It's like, oh, well, no big deal. You guys have seen, you know, you experience people like, oh, it doesn't matter what life throws at them. They're like, oh, okay, it's just whatever. We'll deal with it. We'll make it happen. We'll make it work, right? Because they know it's only going to be short-lived, first of all. And second of all, I know if there's any, there's a situation, it's just a logistical issue, I can deal with it. And that's how we want to approach it.
And then you've all experienced the person that has something small happen and it's like, oh my God, my life is going to end. This is the end of the world. This is the worst thing ever. Cancel, cancel, cancel. You all experience those people in your life too, right? So they're just either ends of a spectrum, all triggered by a thought and how they choose to dwell on that thought. And that leads us into another area that we love to teach about because it is such a profound integration for people, where we help bring conflicting parts of someone's nervous system together. And those parts have been formed over the course of our lifetime through experiences, through our thoughts and dwelling on different things in our lives. And it actually causes a blockage in our nervous system whereby our mind believes that these two parts are separate entities within us. So it might be the part of you that, you know, wants to be the most amazing mom in the world. These were Billy's parts when she first did this. And the part of you that wants to be a kick-ass business owner and be successful. And in your small conscious mind, you're thinking, these are at two opposing ends of the spectrum. And how could you possibly have both at the same time? And they've been separated into these parts.
Which is actually a neurological block. Right? It's a neurological block. Think of it, you know, if you're driving down the street and all of a sudden there's a boulder in the way, that you can't continue down that street. So normally, as we're going to, you know, if I'm using my example, if I want to be a good mom, then if I have a part that's blocking me from being a good mom because of my business, it actually blocks it and vice versa. The part of me that wants to be a kick-ass businesswoman and the part of me that's blocking it because, no, you need to be a better mom and don't worry about your business. It literally blocks that those neurological pathways from firing. And so kind of it detours you off somewhere where you don't want to go, usually to an emotional state that is not going to serve you.
And these parts can't happen in your life without the problem, right? Because when we no longer have parts, we've brought them together, we're completely congruent in who we are, we have access to all of the resources that are available to us to solve all of the potential problems in our life. So they're never problems because the resources are there and we just keep moving forward, being able to access them because our mind trinity is in perfect alignment. And if you're wondering what the mind trinity is, we talked about that in our last episode, episode 46. So go back and listen to that episode. When we're in perfect alignment, we don't have these parts. However, again, this work isn't taught to us through the school system. We get into adulthood and we've just been running the same programming that was formed in our early years of life between the ages of 0 to 7. We just keep running it. And life is happening to us in many cases. That's the belief that we have. And we develop these parts. And that, as Billy said, creates these blockages where we are stuck over here thinking, I can only be a good mom or a kick-ass business owner. I can't be both because those resources aren't available to me because the blockages are getting in the way. And here's the beautiful thing. You've heard us say this before. Our unconscious mind simply wants to serve us. And it wants to allow us to have access to everything that we want. And it's always operating from our best and highest intentions. And the reality is both of those parts have been created with that in mind. And when we chunk up high enough and we have those two parts realize that ultimately they both want the same thing, guess what? We can collapse the parts and bring them together into the whole where they once again can have access to all the resources in order to be able to be both. And that's exactly who Billy is today because she collapsed those parts and recognized that they had the same goals. And Billy, I don't know if you want to share, you know, what those goals were that you recognized they wanted the same thing.
Well, absolutely. And what I love about it is my kids are part of my business now.
Yes.
Right. They're in our trainings and, you know, so my daughter's actually facilitated, you know, strategy techniques. And I love this because it wasn't an either or, it was a yes and. And I want to, before I go into that, speak to the resources. So when we say that, you know, it has access to all the resources when it's in wholeness, that those resources, when they're in parts, these parts are resource hogs. And they're like, this part says, I need these resources. And this part says, I need this resource. So for example, you know, the part of me that wants to be a good mom, the nurturing, the loving, the, you know, the disciplinarian, like those resources are hogged being a mom, right? Okay, if I'm going to be a good mom, this is what, these are the resources that I need to be a good mom. Now, the resources I need to be a good kick-ass businesswoman, I need confidence, I need, you know, the hustle, I need
decision-making,
confidence. Oh, I already said that. What else do we need? You know, all the things that you need to be a good businesswoman. Discipline, well, you need that kind
leadership.
Of leadership, right? All those resources are now being hogged again by the part of me that wants to be the kick-ass business person. Now, if I want to do both, do you think that having nurturing, loving, all those qualities would serve me in my business? Absolutely. Do you think being a leader and confident would serve me as being a mom? You better believe it, right? Confidence and leadership is important in parenting. So the fact that these two fight with each other, they literally take those resources and say, no, I need these. So when we collapse them and break through those boundaries and bring them up to wholeness, identifying that at the end of the day, we all want the same thing, the love, the joy, the peace, the, you know, safety, security, freedom, whatever it is. Our nervous system then can access all the resources for everything that we do in our life. And really, I realized, you know, this business that I'm doing now is more than a business. This is my mission in the world. And the fact that I get to now work from home, I'm fully retired from my job, right, as a police officer, where I had to be away from my children. And it's a dangerous job. There was a part of me that always was hesitant to go to work because I know there's a part of me that, you know, in that part of me that thinks that, yeah, I might not come home because it's just the nature of the industry. Yeah. And now that I can work from home, I can, my kids can be around me. They can be over there watching TV. They're sleeping right now because it's summer break. And I can still do my business while being a single mom and still be successful, be loving, being nurturing, being a leader, being confident, being all those things. And now it's just amplifying my mission because I'm being that role model for them as well, which is really important to me that, look, they can see that, oh, my mom can be a successful businesswoman. She's a single mom and she can still do all these things and she's not tied to a job and she doesn't have to leave us at certain times. And, you know, she doesn't have to miss any of our games or our recitals or anything like that, that I make my own schedule now. And it's such a beautiful role model for them to be like, huh, you can have it all, right? That saying that says, oh, we can't have it all, that's BS. We can. And I'm living proof that you can do what you want to do and you can be successful and you can be all the things that you want to be. And there's not an either or. There's always a possibility. And that's what this beautiful, it's one of my favorite techniques to facilitate, to teach, because I see the release of people when, you know, they bring those parts back into integration and, you know, they allow their nervous system to just finally integrate. And that, you know, a lot of the time there's tears because it's like this relief of, okay, I don't need to fight with myself anymore. I can have it all. And it's just this beautiful integration and just opening up to all these infinite possibilities that, again, we just talked about the mind trinity, that's what that is. It's true alignment. It's having access to all the resources and all the gifts and the wisdom that we have within us already to then, again, as you know, our mission is to shine the light, to make it brighter and to amplify impact in the world. So I love it.
And just think about, I don't know if you've ever experienced this, that having more than one boss at work. I've experienced this. And some people, you know, it's three or four and it gets confusing because one boss says this and one boss says that. And it's like, wait, am I doing this or am I doing that? And there's just so much confusion and stop, start and get go and you can't move forward. And think of that as being exactly what it's like to have these parts within you.
Like a tug of war.
It's a tug of war. It's literally a tug of war within you as they're hogging the parts and sending you in different directions. And all of this is going on in your unconscious mind, outside your awareness. However, you may have some level of awareness that it feels like there's a tug of war going on inside me. Or if you're saying to yourself, a part of me wants this, and then all of a sudden there's, oh, a part of me wants that, and those two things feel like they're at opposing ends of the spectrum, then that's an indicator to you that you have some parts that are tugging war, and to let you know that you can put an end to that. You can literally bring it together. And one of the questions that we always ask is this part of the time or all of the time? Because if it's part of the time, then we use this parts integration. If you feel like this tug of war is going on all of the time, then we use our other big guns, timeline therapy. So regardless of whether it's part of the time or all of the time for you, if you are starting to have awareness of there's something tugging at you inside and you can't move forward in the direction that you want to go because you're feeling stuck because of this tug of war, then here's an amazing opportunity for you to know that you can put an end to this, that you can bring those parts together, that you can release that tug of war in order to move forward in your life, learning through our programs. And go ahead, Billy.
I was just going to kind of speak a little bit more to what you said there about bringing out the big guns. Now, if this part, you know, is all of the time, the reason we use timeline therapy is because it's a limiting belief or a limiting decision, right? So for me, you know, when I could work in my business and I obviously was being a good mom. However, it wasn't all the time, right? That I wasn't always thinking when I was with my kids, like, oh man, I really want to be a, you know, I want to work on my business. Or when I'm in my business, I wasn't always thinking that, oh, I better, you know, am I affecting my kids? All that. So that's how I knew it was parts, right? And that's why we want to let people, like, how do I know if I have a part? First of all, everybody has parts. Everybody, right? If the whole world was in congruence, you'd likely be at, you know, Buddha stage and be, you know, ascended master. Everybody's got parts. And the one way I ask people is, like, have you ever heard yourself say, well, there's a part of me that wants to do this, and there's a part of me that wants to do this. The part of me that, you know, there's a part of me that really wants to, like, you know, get a gym membership. But then, you know, there's the other part of me that just wants to sit on the couch and just watch Netflix all day. You know, there's a part of me that really wants to start this new business, but there's a part of me that doesn't think I know what I'm doing. You know, there's a part of me that wants to be in a relationship. And then there's a part of me that thinks, like, you know, there's not many good men left out there. You know, like, it's constant. That's how you know it's a part. Now, if this is all the time, now, if I refuse to work on my business because I was like, oh my gosh, I can't. I felt too much guilt or shame or whatever it was around being a good mom. Now, that would be a limiting belief. And that's where we would bring timeline therapy in, because it's such a gentle yet powerful way to get to that root cause of, why do you believe that you can't have it all? Or why do you believe that you're not worthy of being a successful entrepreneur? Why do you believe, fill in the blank, whatever your limiting belief is? So I just wanted to add a little bit more there about why the difference between a parts integration technique and doing it with timeline therapy.
And here's the great news for you, that we teach both of these in one of our trainings called Karma Code Practitioner Timeline Therapy Training. You get to learn both. You get to experience both as the practitioner and as a client. And we always say, you know, do this work for you first, right? Come through the trainings for your own growth and development and for bringing these parts together, for releasing the limiting beliefs so that you can truly be in command of your life, whether you ever want to be a practitioner or not. It's a bonus that you get to be a practitioner after having successfully completed the training. However, just coming through the training for your own personal growth, bringing yourself into alignment, getting rid of these bickering parts, this tug of war, which is using up energy in your system. And how many people are walking around out there saying they're exhausted every day? And part of it is because of this bickering within the nervous system. So check out our website, amplifyimpactacademy.com. Under training programs, you will see Karma Code, and check out the next dates for that training. We would love to have you join us, because these techniques are so powerful, and we just want the world to know how easy it is to bring ourselves into alignment.
And we guarantee, I mean, we already have money back guarantees in all our trainings, that if you do not get a massive transformation, that you, it is 100% money back guarantee. And we are, it's 3 days. It's September 26th to the 28th. And it's 3 days of 2026. There's some pre-work that we give you just to teach you some, again, information and knowledge about how the mind works, giving you some tools and techniques. The value of this 3-day training is, if I ever took this when I first started, oh my gosh, my life would be so different. So we guarantee you will have massive transformation, especially the fact that you, we do have a timeline therapy clinic where you would get to experience a full timeline therapy session together with the parts integration. And I just want to note here, we are going to do a summer special and give you 10% off. So it, the code will be there just for this one, because we know it's summertime and we know people are out there and we want people to take action. And September is a beautiful time to kind of start a new. I always think of it, it's like the unofficial new year, right? It's the new school year. And, you know, people are setting up for the last quarter of the year. Whether you have business goals, health goals, relationship goals, whatever your goals are, this will set you up for the, not just the end of this year, 2027 and beyond. And if you guys, if any of you follow the energetics of astrology, it is go time. It's fire horse energy this year. And if you are feeling stuck in any capacity, if any of this conversation was like, oh man, I think I have some massive parts, if, or I, you know, I really need to understand how to use my unconscious mind or access all those resources, or I think I need timeline therapy. Mind you, everybody could use timeline therapy as well. We also believe that, and we do it once a month, or one, yes, once a month. If any of that sinks to you, we guarantee you this will be the best 3 days you can spend for this next level that really your soul is calling for, right? We have a money back guarantee. There's literally no risk. The only thing that you have, the only risk that you have of losing is your problem or your parts. So it's a win, win, win. And so reach out and Melissa will put the code. It's only for the summer. It's only going to be for, you know, up until, I don't know what the date will be. And then we'll put it down in the show notes of when that's valid for.
So I think you can hear how passionate we are about these techniques. They really are our favorite techniques, super fun to come and learn and experience. All the info will be in the show notes. And if you're listening to this and you, somebody else's name comes to mind that, oh, I think this could really benefit them, please share this episode with them. Thank you for this
one. I want to add one more thing, just from a business perspective. I know Melissa said, whether you want to become a practitioner or not, the fact that this is a certification course and you get a designation, it's 100% tax write-off if you have a business. And so, I mean, if that's not enough of a reason for you to, you know, do it just for your business sake, whether you want to do this as a business, as a practitioner, or you have a business, this will help you. This will help you in any area of your life. It is not just for practitioners. And, you know, I'm going to say that some people will be like, I want to just do it for myself. Realize the power of it and say, you know what? I actually want to do this. It's so rewarding. It's very lucrative. There's a lot of people looking for fast, you know, fast type of coaching and healing and modalities out there that don't take 20 years of talk therapy to actually work through your issues and stuff. So, and if that sings to you as well, I mean, that's just the added bonus. There's so many reasons why this is going to be such a beautiful, beautiful shift for you.
So we look forward to seeing you in the training, and keep on listening to Clear the Screen podcast for more learning about the power of your mind. If you're enjoying the content in our Clear the Screen podcast, you might like to go deeper and learn about timeline therapy in our Karma Code training.
We love timeline therapy because this is one of the most powerful modalities in the world, and it allows you to release trauma at the root without actually talking about the trauma. And we do this through the 5 pillars of the Karma Code.
The first one is knowledge, understanding your mind.
Number 2 is awareness, identifying your timeline.
And number 3 is release, clearing the emotional charge.
And then number 4 is mastery, reprogramming your identity.
Number 5 is alignment, creating your future.
And then you get a bonus. You get to actually experience a full timeline therapy session and experience your own breakthrough in our timeline therapy clinic.
So if you would like to take your life to the next level, release the bag of rocks you've been carrying around, click the link below in the show notes. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the Clear the Screen Show. If you love what you heard, take a screenshot, post it on social media, and tag us, because we would love to celebrate you. And if you want to go deeper, scan the QR code, check out our Light Circle membership. This is a community where it's going to serve you and uplift you and empower you, because when you end your anxiety, that's where your abundance begins. And when you can amplify you, then you can impact others.